Mr. President.
That's Buzz, I'm holding it for him.
His secretary Connor's calling him on 90.
Okay, are you getting Schultz?
He just talked to him.
No, he wants him back.
Oh, all right.
Secretary Connor's on 90.
Watch on that angle at District 303. Our budget's going to be much bigger next year. And this day of $100 million budget is gone because all this stuff we authorize is going to have to be paid for. And I would let out wherever I could that we're studying to try to see how we can eliminate a good many old programs we found in the hospital, rural care, and buying. Coming buying cars for them, things like that. We can't do it. Congress doesn't want us to turn loose on good many things, and bureaucrats don't either. But unless we do, we're going to have to cut out some of our new ones or go way through the sky with our budget, so we have to be very careful. Next year's budget will be substantially increased. We've got to let that out and start preparing. They all think you have about $100 million budget.
I'll be glad to do that.
I'd start leaking that out.
Fine. Now, early in the game, you and I did talk about the possibility of me taking some business leaders and going to a few foreign countries. I've been thinking about that, and now that it looks that Governor Collins will be with me very shortly, he had a good hearing, I understand, from some magazine. I was thinking that it might be appropriate to visit a couple of Latin American countries, particularly Brazil, where American foreign investment has made a big difference, and also Mexico, and have meet us there, meet people who were responsible for the growth of those American-based industries in those countries, take some press people along and point out the value of these American foreign investments.
You can do that and get over what you want without giving the protest or picking or causing a problem. Check that out. I got 707 waiting for you anytime you take any business meeting with the president anywhere you want to go in connection with the expo. I just ought to emphasize that every way in the world we can. And I sure think the point I made at college this morning, our own people get together in hotels and local airlines and make it some neat packages that are like cutting the hell out of these foreign airlines, these foreign hotels. The hours are so high that nobody can stay in them. I can get some good motels around some of these places. Just travel to Europe and get a package. Like C.R. Smith, I think, has got now. You can cross the nation $99 and rent a car for a week for $99. But if you want to, and if you can stay in a hotel for $99, get three meals, something like that. Get a real package. It'll get these school teachers traveling to some of these city things themselves. And they can't do that. I want you to go any place in your judgment. I leave that up to your judgment because mine is good. Abroad, Eastern Europe, so
on. Well, I thought I'd talk with Tom Mann, and I think it might be right to make a visit to a couple of Latin American countries because we do need more emphasis on the investments in these underdeveloped countries, with Latin America being the prime target. Yes, he has.
Just pick out what you want done. And
thank you very much, sir. Visitation at the moment until we have a little better idea of this whole issue.